Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The murder of a journalist in the Saudi Arabian consulate will have ramifications politically and prophetically. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis will join me at this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We don't have all the evidence needed to make an absolute statement. They're still putting that all together. But let's just get into what if it is true and Saudi Arabia totally responsible. What about the United States and Iran, the situation there? And
President Trump is pushed back, saying, look, let's not declare guilt before we have the evidence. There's a lot at stake. Specifically, the U.S. needs Saudi Arabia to balance oil markets. It needs Saudi Arabia to help combat Iran and to fight terrorism, to purchase arms, which is an economic incentive here. So a bad turn on relations because of their bad decision, perhaps, whether or not it's to be blamed on Mohammed bin Salman, we'll see. I suspect he's going to get most of the blame. And of course, this is going to impact all of the things that you outlined. If the Saudis go in a very different direction and we sanction them and we refuse to do certain things, arms or whatever, that will help the Ayatollah and the mullahs in Tehran taking advantage of a host of things in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere in the Middle East, Yemen, etc. Kind of the wild card here is, you know, I suspect President Trump does not want to do much unless the evidence is overwhelming. Clearly, there's a consensus of bipartisan congressional senators that want to do something very decisive. We sell billions and billions of dollars. Of course, there's $110 billion of arms to the Saudis, and something that we would not want to lose, especially to the likes of the Chinese and Russians who would rush in to sell weapons to them. So all of that having been said, you know, the Saudis can retaliate to a certain degree by changing the flow of oil. Obviously, they run OPEC. They could buy their arms from Russia or China. And, of course, they could do a host of other things. It's a troubled time. We'll have to wait and see what the evidence says.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with some thoughts about the political and prophetic significance of the Saudi murder of a journalist in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Bob McGinnis explained the political significance of the Saudi murder in their consulate there in Istanbul, Turkey. Prophetically, we must first look at the Iranian eschatology. That when a King Salman rules in Saudi Arabia, that king will fall and the Saudis will be defeated by Iran to begin a worldwide caliphate for Iran. However, true biblical prophecy reveals that Turkey, Iran, and Saudi Arabia will align themselves to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And that's Ezekiel 38, verses 2 to 6, and Psalm 83, 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...